When I was in university, some of my classmates went to King's College. You know school like that? You know, I heard of King's College. Some of this highly placed school. I went to Asarudin. You know why? That's what my father, at his kind of context, could afford. Those guys who their father were, I never had British citizenship. Because my dad, so when I was in school, somebody said, when they asked me my school, I don't want to call my name, my school's name. Because, you know, my father is that kind of a thing, the kind of thing I live, my dad. Now you have the greatest person as your heavenly father. That's just the truth. Whether you are a widow, single parent, whether you are not getting enough money or you have enough money, you have a father who provides. You know, my children today married the most senior. We said, daddy, I want that. My wife will say, maybe you are married. He said, it's my daddy. Then mommy will have to keep quiet because I will say, she's my daughter. So just take things, you know, like now. My wife was looking for something, one particular shoe. She said, what did it disappear? Huh? Oh, don't talk about perfume. What can they play with you learning? Let's let them, they are hearing me, so let me just, some of them are watching online. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Take a look at this verse in your Bible. I want you to see this. Look at verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the birds around you. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet, can you look at that verse? What did he say? Who feeds them? Not their heavenly father. Your heavenly father feeds them. Did you hear that? Man, if my dad buys somebody a jet, what do you think I will expect from him? Rockets! Right? I mean, Arata or a Benz, fool. But that, Brentley, that's the way they call it. If my father could give somebody Chinese food, I'm expecting Thailand food. Are you hearing me? Look at another one. Matthew 6, the same thing. Look at verse 30. Now, if God so clothed, verse 30, if God so clothed the grass of the field, who clothed the grass of the field? Which today is and tomorrow is thrown to the, will he not much more? You should hear this one, so you will buy no longer cheaper clothes. My wife will tell me that when I get to him. She will remind me. Did you hear that? Mubo. All of this is why I don't dress heavily, because people attack pastors now. And pastors will say, see my wristwatch, she can console. I want to look like an average person. All right? That's the reason why. Let's go further. Now, let's talk about, I know you like this one, supernatural money supply. All of us need money today, right? How many of you like God to give you money? Hey? Some people look quite rich, they are still putting up their hands. Who doesn't want money from? How many of you like God to give you some money? Thank you. So, let's talk about SMS. Not SMS, you send my phone. Supernatural money supply. You know, years ago, I want to share this with you for a few minutes before we leave here. Years ago, people said God can supply all our needs. Then I came to see that if God can supply all our needs, He will give us some money. Take care of things, right? But where will God get the money from? There's no CBN in heaven. So I was thinking, in my younger days, I found it difficult to pray about, to talk about money, because I grew up in a house where money was not in a lot of supply. I remember one time I was confessing the Lord is my shepherd, as I not want. As I not want for peace. As I not want for victory. When it came to money, my mouth just hung. I just said, as I not want for money. Okay. You're always wanting for money. So I started asking myself, those younger days, I'll pray for money, I won't get it. Now, it's better because I learned some things I want to share with you. In fact, yesterday morning, I was taking my walk. And I said, Lord, I want this kind of amount of money. And by around 12 or 1, I just got a call. from a friend, from the brother of a friend who is out of the country. He said, hey. I said, hello, how are you doing? He said, my brother said, I should ask you that your account, that should take some money and give it to you. I said, for what? He said, I should just give it to you. So I said, I can't send the money. I won't tell you how much. You're shocked in the mouth. I said, so I called the guy. I said, hey, how are you doing? What's up? What's this money for? It's for your mommy. Just talk a few minutes in the morning. Just. I was taking my walk around 7 o'clock. Now, in my younger days, I'll do that in the morning. It takes 7 years before the money will come. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I pray. Spend money to get the prayer answered. You're losing more money. So I found out the secret. Let me share it with you. Matthew 17. You see, want to get money from God? He said, I show you how Jesus got money. Spiritually now. He got money by spiritual means. Are you there? Matthew 17. I know your eyes will be open. You want to see the verse. Me too. Okay, let's go. Verse 24. Let's sit down. Read it slowly. When they had come to Capernaum, please follow this passage. It's an event that took place. Not promises now. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, yes. They don't pay. Master, because he was part of the land, was Jewish. And when he had come into the house, please, everybody look up. Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From who do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from their strangers or from strangers? Omonile, Abomata. Class was Omonile. Next verse. Peter said to him, stop around this verse, just hold on for me. Peter said to him, from strangers.
And Jesus said to him,
then the sons are free. I don't know about you. When they say we should pay for something and they say I'm exempted, I feel happier. Anybody like me over here? I mean, can you imagine tomorrow morning you go to meet your landlord to pay your annual rent? And your landlord said, you know what? We are thinking of considering giving everybody 10% rebate from the salary. So do we give it to you? Papa, yesterday, not today. I love a wolf. But can you, now I'm going somewhere now. You want to get money from God? Look at next verse. Then, nevertheless, lest we offend them. Oh, Jesus said, we're free, right? Lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened his mouth, you'll find a piece of, Lord, how all that? Take that and give it to them for me and you. You shouldn't have to pay. He didn't have to pay. But I notice it's usually when I have to do something, I go to God for money. And I don't get the money. Lord, my husband, do tomorrow. Please do something. God, do something. And like you and me, you also don't do it. Are you here? How many people have money from God and we're in trouble now? Your hands will go like this now. He said, we don't want to offend them. Jesus was receiving money miraculously to take care of things that he didn't have to take care of. Then I saw one powerful secret. As long as I'm coming to God, pressing God for my need, he may not release his money much. Whoa. You know, there are different kinds of pipe around your house. There are pipes that bring water in. There are pipes that are big. Bring water from Water Corporation. If you have water in your area. Are you hearing me? You can never force that bigger pipe water into the smaller pipe water. Are you hearing me? Then, in my younger days, when they say you can ask God for money, all I'm concerned about is, I want money. And you know what I really want?
I want God to give me 5 million so I can put it in my account. I've been looking at it. I say, I'm a millionaire.
Rather, Jesus got money miraculously for what he didn't have to pay and to pay for somebody else along with him. You understand well? In a way, just imagine, both of us are living in the same house. We are from the same church. We rent a house, 2 flats. You are here, I'm here. And the landlord called and said, we are increasing the money by 50%. And I joined my flatmates or my house, can you come? And I say, Oga Baba, so where are you? What are we going to do now? We are going to move out too. And I tell the person, we are going to pay the money, I'll pay your own too. Huh? Huh? That's the kind of money God is asking you to ask him. I'm telling you the truth. I find that if I just come for my own necessity, what I'm going to get, how I'm going to pay my house rent, that money that came yesterday, there's some money I wanted to help somebody pay house rent. Whoa. Hear me? Hear me? It came effortlessly. I just breathe in the morning. Just breathe a prayer. Can we close? Just breathe a prayer. So let's start looking at this. We're going to get money miraculously. How do we start this? Let's stop becoming just me-minded. You should be happier with your landlord, with your children's school fees. No more. Hey, my most of our school fees, you. Timba Dagba, Taiba told you. My sick people. See, I just finished training all of them in school, and all of them have finished BSc. But you know what? I'm ready for more. You know why? Because that's where God comes in. They didn't have to pay. Stop thinking about you alone. Husbands, you begin to have money more miraculously when you are thinking about your children and your wife more than the shirt you want to buy. God may delay that one. Do you hear me? You like me? I swear I get money. I start thinking, by the way, don't ever think I'm this way, naturally speaking. I'm the kind of person who likes to corner everything for myself. That's where I grew up. My brothers, I would talk them into spending their money to buy food, and I'll keep my own. That's how bad I was. Nobody else may keep it. I save everything, including soup, when I'm eating. Because that, you change. See, Jesus said, do we have to pay? We don't have to pay. So he said, you know what? We're not going to offend them. You think like this, that your children are not just looking at you paying their school fees. They are looking at God walking through your life. If you think like this, my husband, not just only eating from my food, God is taking care of my husband through me. If you look like this, my wife is not just that woman talking, make life difficult, but God, she's looking up to God through me. God's going to open his hands. Are you hearing me? Everybody's quiet now. I thought you love to have money from God. Everybody's quiet. What's wrong? Pastor, I don't want it that way. Don't worry. You're going to have. See, he said, take that and give it to them. For me. No, you won't get it very well from you alone. Jesus never had a sense of lack. You know why? He was providing for everybody. Who's taking care? Who's doing this? Of course, when water is going through the big pipe, it will wet the pipe too. Am I right? One day I was talking to Ratito, he's a business person. One day he was considering, why shouldn't I continue with this business? There's too much struggles. I can invest my money somewhere. Then Bratino said, he came to his center. The reason this business must continue is because people are coming here as employees. They're getting their daily bread from here. If this business stop, how would they cope with that? How would they pay their house rent? How would they take care of their stuff? Am I correct, Bratito? During the COVID, and it's like, this business, this is not pastor now. COVID, when COVID came, he put staff, we were thinking of, okay, let's just see what we can do. Everybody saw them business. He said, it's like, keep on paying half salary. Am I right? Nothing was happening. Am I right? Nothing was happening. See, that kind of giant spirit. Oh God, Sapayatalaka. He has so much. But see, the funnel is too small. I was having bags of rice coming during COVID. Money started coming in because I told myself, these other pastors in town that cannot cope, how do we feed them? Jesus, money started coming. Buying this, buying that. And can I be honest with you? Once in a while, I get tired of doing it. I just get tired of aiming the corny. I'm going to come one. I want to touch you one. Can you go, can you corny? Then money will stop coming in well. Or I'll go and pick my Bible and read. Like he said, blessed are those who take care of the poor. The Lord will make them to be blessed on earth. So I began to see that as we stop trying to resist others just for me. My wife will remember when I started doing this years ago. I would go and preach. They give me 2015, those days. And I remember the story. I met some of these boys and I was getting involved with their lives. What's going on in your life? This boy said, it was the computer. I said, I want to do YEC again, but I don't have money to do the private GC. I said, how much? He said, 15. I said, don't worry, I'll find something for you. Thinking that when I go and preach, they give me the money, I will share it with him. They give me 10,000, I'll give me 15. I went to go and preach. You know how much they gave me? 15. Oh, yeah, bye. What will I tell my wife at home? If I give all this money out. So I said, there. You're back. Yes, I'm back. How much did they give you? 15. Clear my truth, there. We have to cook with the other things. Somebody in a computer place is like Kalulu. Computer place should. I said, 15, I'll give him. I said, go ahead. I love my wife. She never resisted like that. I said, go ahead. And I've noticed something. When I start doing that, my brothers, people's wives and friends, you know, I'm thinking about them. How they coping? Then I don't have enough. Then God started bringing in. By the way, let's close. There are other things to do. Then I asked myself, how will the money come? Usually, the money won't come like this. Naira, to, here I am, pick me up. Can I be honest before I go further? Can I be honest? Devil also gives me money miraculously. He does. Try to copy and counterfeit God. But he doesn't do it by giving. He does it by taking. So we say, go and bring a human sacrifice. So they go and get somebody, enter the car, they will cut off the neck. He told Jesus the same thing. Jesus, I will give you all the kingdom of this world. Just bow down to me. Do what's against God. So this boy will go and say, Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. You know that one now? You go down there, they will say, bring the liver of 35-year-old girl. Huh? But our own miraculous is God will say, give, bless, touch. Are you going to say now? Devil knows what he's doing. So he will have to harvest a life, destroy a life to give you money. 5 years. I heard some people, we take money. I was told somebody, we take money. And then we go and bark like a dog. And money will come in again.
Pastor, I don't believe that.
Oh, my God. I'll go away. They do all kinds of things. But praise God. We have a better miraculous supply. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? So, when that kind of money will come by, Peter was a fisherman, am I right? Am I right? And then Jesus said, go to the sea, drop a hook, open the mouth, what you find down there. See, how many of you have something you are doing with your hands over? Can I see your hands up? Can I see your hands up? Thank you. That area of life, God's going to come miraculously. Trust God. For instance, now, if you are a builder, you cannot build, as somebody called you. You can't just be building on the road. Someone has to call you and say, I want this. Am I right? God can move, get people to make things happen. Hallelujah, somebody here. One of my kids is in our house like this. One of my kids, when they increase her salary, she said to us, so I can give more. I was shocked. That's how we live in our house. Now, please, I am not saying this that we can collect money from you in church. I'm just telling you what I've learned. As I said, all kind. You're a pastor. I know many pastors you're not working for. I was like them too. I was thinking, I'm a wonderful man of God. I'm a wonderful man of God. We're not a see come first. To bat see we can others. We're not a see we can. And I know what you are thinking is, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. You know what God did for one widow woman? He said to Elijah, I'm sending you there. She'll feed you. When she was feeding, what happened to the food supply? Miraculously. So wherever level where you are, start asking God, how can I be a blessing? And then, believe me, if it doesn't happen and you do that, come back, I will pay you all the money back that you gave to God like that.
Pastor, it's 5 million.
Dame wo. Praise God. My wife will pay for it. Yeah. Praise God. Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Now, please, don't be stupid now. When we finish now. Okay, pastor, you should be giving. Oh, yeah, wawa, by 10,000. Wawa, 50,000. Wawa, back in. Oluwa, motikole o. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Unless you're going to give out all your money and then you go hungry. Like one lady in Lagos. Pastor said, if you give to God, God will give you back. If you give God, give you back. So she gave her car to somebody and started walking around with her foot. Then she got tired. She said, I want my car back. I don't mean that. Think about this and go at it gradually. It won't happen in a day. At the beginning, I was trying to get more money, but it was not easy. And I started on purpose, start to do things for my family, for others. And looking at them, I started coming in. Start coming in. Are we all right? Do you get that? Do it step by step. Don't jump. Wherever you are right now, my 1-5, that's where I started from. There are your mom and your dad. I was one young man in church that started making money. And God told him, go build the house for your parents and finish the house. Yesterday, he sent me the picture how they got to that particular point. They had to roof now. I was screaming with him. Why? Do you know what happened to him? He gave the money. He started doing the thing. Money was going down. He didn't have enough. He couldn't even buy a car yet. He just got a right job. Called my wife. Multiply. How many times? New salary. That's the thing. God's going to come through. Make your pipe bigger. Shalom. Let us pray. Can we pray? Just say, Lord, make me a blessing to my family, to my friends, to my fellow church members, to your work. Lord, I know you can supply. You are my father. You want to make the gold available. But I know you don't want me to be selfish with my life. Help me to see that you are vast in your resources. And you don't want me to come alone, for myself alone. You want me to bless my wife, my children, my parents. You want me to be a blessing to the world at large. Thank you for helping. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, open your eyes. Let me tell some of you, the next stage you are going. See, when you start going to this stage, God starts bringing money and you start believing. After a while, you begin to have money to start asking what to do with it. It could be something else. You start walking into places that the money is already ready for. You can see? You're going to be there in Jesus' name. Some of you, you're going to have houses. I know you won't say amen to that. Yeah. Let's start talking like this. Pastor, if I start giving out like that, you won't have money. When I start giving out like that, things start happening beyond my life, my imagination. Say to yourself, I'm responsible not only for my life, but for the life of others. Tell yourself, I'm like a good Samaritan. I'm like a good Samaritan. Say that again. I'm like a good Samaritan. God, I ask you, use me. Use me to make others better. Thank you for transferring money and wealth to me to make it happen. In Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? All right. Let's stop there. We're going to give our offering now. We go with today's pastor's offering. That's right. So we're going to give that. And a second, we give our offering. And we are going to move to the other side for men. Praise God. Wives, you're going to move over there. All right. Choir, it's a holiday. Fantastic. They have 2 more weeks to go, and then holiday will stop. I hope you have been resting your voice very well.